Legitimacy. According to Webster's New World Dictionary, something is legitimate when it is sanctioned by the authority provided by law or custom. You're powerful in a negotiation when your position is supported by authority. Here are some types of legitimacy you can call upon. Number one, anything in writing has automatic legitimacy. In law school, I learned a simple technique for contract negotiation that has been worth its weight in gold. Whenever you disagree with a clause in a contract, simply cross it out, write in your own version, and initial it. Now the statement in writing is yours, and if the other party doesn't object to your change, it becomes part of the agreement. Number two, if a practice is the norm in your industry, it has legitimacy. In the residential real estate industry, 6% is the normal commission for the sale of a house. Because it has legitimacy, few buyers or sellers will contest it. Number three, if something is your company's policy, it has legitimacy. When a hotel charges me for free 800 calls, I ask the desk clerk to remove the charge from my bill. The response is often, "I'm sorry, we can't do that. It's against our company policy." Most hotel guests will accept that response. Not me. My rebuttal is, paying for free telephone calls is against my company's policy. Number four, precedent has legitimacy. Precedents are difficult to dislodge. Why do you suppose that credit card companies, phone companies, newspapers, and other businesses try to get you to sign up for long-term contracts? To lock you in. When it comes time to renew, the chances are high that you'll do what you did the last time. Number five, expert opinions have legitimacy. Why did the United States attack Iraq? The experts at the CIA said that Saddam Hussein was developing weapons of mass destruction. If you can support your negotiating position with expert testimony, you're in a position of strength. Weakness as strength. A young seminar participant said to me, "Ed, I'm intimidated by the people I'm required to negotiate with, all of whom are older and much more experienced than I am. What can I do?" "Use it," I replied. "How can I use it?" he asked. "It's my weakness." Weakness can be a source of strength if you use it properly. I advised him to admit to his opponents that he's inexperienced and to ask them for their help and guidance. "I really don't understand this. Can you help me?" As we've discussed, people are often flattered and therefore more receptive to your position when they're asked for advice. Instead of showing people how smart you are, allow others to demonstrate how smart they are. Most people love to show off. Let them, and then use it to your advantage.